Let's throw a long one down the right side for Amari Cooper. He's got it. Over the shoulder catch by Amari. Inside the Viking 20, inside the 10, out on the Viking 8-yard line.
And now, Late Hits. Here are your hosts, Alex Marvez and Phil Polian.
Is Greg Papa of the Raiders Radio Network with the calls. We enter our 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. Going to be joined, hopefully momentarily, by Jack Del Rio, head coach of the Oakland Raiders, as we begin our weekly segments, interviewing Jack every Tuesday night here on Late Hits. And, Bill, a lot of optimism in Raider Nation, but I think this time, there's always a lot of optimism, but I think this time it's actually truly founded on the fact that this Raiders team, I think, is going to be better than ones that we've seen in recent seasons. A lot of it starts at the top with their head coach and, of course, the addition of Amari Cooper, who's been spectacular this preseason.
As most people thought he would be. I think that they now have at least three difference makers on that team. Generally speaking, you want six in order to be a bona fide contender. And as I said earlier, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, Reggie McKenzie had a tough row to hoe there in terms of talent. And he had to spend 2 years getting off the roster people who were eating up wads of money and not performing. So he's even a little bit behind where the Jaguars are. But it looks like they've got a quarterback in Carr.
Yep, and we have Jack Del Rio with us right now. Bill, sorry to interrupt you, but happy to go to our guest line. Jack, it's Alex Marvez and Bill Polian, and I'm fired up about this interview segment this year. Thanks for doing it. How are you?
Oh, you bet. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Jack, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I was just about to go into a little breakdown on your lineup while we were waiting for you to come in, but there's nobody better than you to do it, so take us through both sides of the ball and how you see your team shaping up at this point.
Well, we attacked this thing full speed ahead since we got here. And, we feel like we've made significant progress in the time we've been together. And we had a real productive camp. And, we're coming out of camp ready to go, ready to tee it up and get after the Bengals Sunday here at home.
How about your quarterback, Amari Cooper, some of the other weapons that you have on offense. How do you view them? How are they progressing?
Well, we got a few new weapons for Derek. He's a good young talent at quarterback. He's a bright guy. He's got great work ethic, and he's very bright when it comes to knowing protections and where he needs to go with the ball. And I think he's pretty doggone accurate with it. So, having weapons, like a Crabtree, who's a proven guy we got in free agency, Amari Cooper, who we drafted. Obviously, he's a talented young man. He's come in very mature and working well. And we drafted a tight end, Clive Walford, that's out of Miami. That's a good young football player that's back at practice this week. And so, those are kind of some of the key weapons that we added to a group that was here. And we feel like we've, been able to develop that group a little bit as well. So, we feel good about some of the weapons that we have that Derek can throw to.
How about Latavius Murray? Tell us about him and what you think he's going to bring to the table.
Well, he's got size, speed. He's got good vision, good acceleration, and we're excited about him. We feel like Coach Tice has done a nice job with our offensive line. We got a big group, big line, and we feel like we're going to be able to run the ball well. And he's an exciting football player. He's had a good camp. We didn't hand him anything. We made everybody coming in. We made him compete and. He did a nice job in camp, and I think he's ready to have a nice year for us.
On defense, you've got Khalil Mack, who was last year's number one, who certainly quietly, I think, but nonetheless effectively proved that he was a big-time player. Who else do you like on defense, and what's your blueprint? Defense, obviously, your specialty. You changed Jacksonville around in a heartbeat defensively. How do you see yourself your club, in terms of what you want on defense?
Well, you know, there are a few things you have to do if you're going to play good defense. I think it starts in the trenches. You know, it starts with guys like Khalil Mack, who's, you know, a physical guy who's got some ability to come off the edge. I think he's a really fine football player. You know, we've got two tackles inside that are some big boys that, you know, we like those big guys. In Jacksonville, we had Stroud and Henderson, and, you know, back in Baltimore, we had Siragusa and Sam Adams, and we like having a couple of those big guys in there to make it difficult. And so, you know, we've got a couple of those guys in Jelly and Dan Williams, Justin Ellis and Dan Williams, and they're both, you know, they're both big, strong guys. And so, you know, when you're eating up blocks and penetrating, disrupting with big guys up front, it makes it a lot easier for the linebackers. Our linebacking core, you know, is kind of revamped. You know, we went out and got a couple guys in free agency, Malcolm Smith from Seattle and Curtis Lofton, and those two guys done a nice job in camp. And we've got a couple young guys behind them that are going to really be, you know, primarily special teamers as we approach the season. But obviously, you know, roles can change as they grow and continue to improve. But they're good young players, so we like our group. You know, up the middle we're pretty strong, and you know, the big key for us is going to be how our back end does. You know, how we. You know, there wasn't a lot of opportunity for us to really upgrade the secondary. We've really chosen to develop the young guys that we have, and, you know, we'll see how well we did.
Yeah, Jack, and in that regard, what type of strides have you seen from your young corners, you know, T.J. Carey, Keith McGill, and obviously D.J. Hayden?
Yeah, and Nico Thorpe. I think,
yes.
I think, you know, to me, D.J. has had, you know, this is a guy that's under the microscope every day with our local media because he was a first-round pick and a high pick. The guy is really talented. He's got good feet, and he comes out and he applies himself every day. And I see him getting better and better and better about where he's going. T.J. Carey is a very dependable, very competitive kind of guy. You know, I'll just throw a name out there in terms of approach. You know, we'll see if he earns it. But, you know, he's similar to Chris Harris because he's a tough guy. He practices hard. He's smart. He understands what he's doing. He competes every snap. And so guys that attack it that way tend to get better. And you know, those are the two guys who are going to start. Nico is long and aggressive and fast. And, you know, he's a good football player. So we feel like we've got a pretty good little group there, and we'll see how we do.
How does your offensive line stack up, Jack? You mentioned earlier that you want to be big, you want to run the ball. Who's going to end up being at that first five there?
Well, Austin Howard's going to be our right tackle. You know, we lost one guy for the year in camp that was going to be a starter, and that's Menelik Watson, and he tore an Achilles, and that was a shame. He was having a good camp, but Austin is a proven guy that has started many games in this league, and you know, he was providing quality depth, and he's going to be, you know, asked to become the starter. And next to him, Jamarcus Webb, who's really been a tackle primarily, but he's played with Coach Tice's lines before, so he's very familiar with what we're looking for. We've got John Feliciano behind him. He's backing him up. He's a draft pick out of Miami. And you know, our center, we think Rodney Hudson is one of the top centers in the league. I mean, he's really a good acquisition for us. We got him in free agency. And then the left side kind of returns from last year, really solid left side. You've got Gabe in the trenches, Gabe and Big Donald Penn. So you got, you know, Gabe Jackson and Donald Penn, you know, man the left side, and they're big, strong guys. And we feel like we've got a good front. We feel like we'll do some good things, you know, because of the offensive and defensive lines. We think we've got a good group of strong men in the trenches.
Jack, you got the Cincinnati Bengals coming to your house on Sunday, and I don't think it's any secret the Bengals this year are going to try to run the football with Jeremy Hill and with Jake Fisher now healthy. A lot of jumbo formations from them, the six offensive linemen, and how using Fisher as that extra tight end. As a defensive mind, what are the challenges that type of formation provides your defense? Because I would imagine you're going to see it quite a bit on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see it, and heck, they'll see it with us because we've got Lee Smith, and that's what he is. I mean, he's a he prides himself on being a big physical blocking tight end that very similar to having a tackle over there. Now, you know, you get some of these teams that go with the big formations, and, you know, when you have a big formation, then you know, you got to have a defensive end that can match up with that. We feel like we have defensive ends that can match up with that. So it'll be physical, and that's, you know, part of what they bring, and we feel like we have a physical group.
Jack, you're a terrific defensive mind. This is a kind of a generic question, although it's kind of ironic in the sense that Derek Carr was a pure spread quarterback at Fresno, and he's come in and adopted to the kind of game you like, which is power and kind of traditional NFL football. But as a defensive mind, with all of the spread that's coming into the game, and with guys like Cam Newton in the other conference who are real weapons running the ball, what kind of problem does that oppose? Let's call it non-traditional offense. What kind of problem does that pose for a defensive coordinator?
Well, you know, there's a space and tempo element that you know, guys like Chip Kelly have brought into the league. You know, our offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave was with Chip last year, and you know, we have some of those concepts in our own offense. We missed it. We understand what it looks like. And so I think, you know, the biggest thing is familiarity. You know, as defensive coaches, you know, you're going to attack whatever things come about. The game evolves, and year to year you're constantly growing and seeing where the game is going and the direction the coordinators are going to take it and how they're going to try and attack defenses. And, you know, that's the game of chess that we're all involved in. And, you know, Derek, you know, in our situation, we've got a guy that adapted to, you know, life as a traditional NFL quarterback, but we know he has in his training, in his roots, some of those capabilities. So that can make for some exciting, you know, opportunities.
Jack, what are the challenges on the defensive side of the ball that the Bengals bring? I mean, this is a team that has it just seems like a lot of depth, a lot of good depth on this team. So they can weather the loss of Avantes Perfect because they have some pretty good backups and a pretty good young secondary as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a good team. That's why Marvin's been to the playoffs, I think, 5 of the last 6 years. You know, and you know, Marvin and I, of course, worked together on that staff in Baltimore that put together, you know, one of, if not the best defense. That, you know, one of the better defenses that's ever played. So, you know, I know Marvin really well. I think he does a great job with his team, and, you know, developing the depth is something they've done. And you know, obviously when you lose a player like that and you're able to plug in, you know, an A.J. Hawk or whoever it might be that's going to play, then that's, you know, that just speaks to the kind of depth you have.
Jack, your kicking game, you know, Sanikowski is a name that everybody knows. Shane Lechler was there for a long time in the punting game. How do you see that shaping up?
Well, you know, Marquette King has a real live leg. I mean, he is he's really worked hard at the consistency of his drops, the consistency of his ball striking. You know, his hands on the kicks and all those things has really become a non-issue. He's really had a terrific camp, so I'm excited about Marquette. He's really talented. I mean, the guy's got an extremely live leg, and his consistency at camp with Brad Seeley working with him. So, you know, we feel like we have really good specialists. You know, our kicker and our punter and our snapper are all, you know, top shelf guys, and we feel good about the unit that we'll put out there.
Jack, before we let you run, you know, you saw us in training camp out in Napa, and the new facility was just getting the finishing touches put on it. You moved back now to the Bay Area. What was the reaction like of the players? How much nicer is your team headquarters now than it was when you first got there?
It's like night and day. It's it's really a tremendous facility. You know, I really appreciate Mark Davis, you know, investing in us and providing us this facility. We've got a performance center where we can lift the team at once. It's just beautiful. We've got, you know, really nice equipment and, you know, all outfitted, and then the fields are terrific. You know, we had we had issues over the years here with the fields, and they were properly addressed. And we have two multi-directional fields that are outstanding. The drainage and the footing on these fields is sensational. So we're excited about, you know, the guys come to work every day, you know, fired up. It's a place where they see the investment in them and the you know, the environment that we're creating for them, and so they're all excited about that.
Jack, thank you so much. Cannot wait to talk to you every week here on Late Hits. Best of luck on Sunday against the Bengals.
You bet, Alex.
Good luck, Jack.
To you, Bill. Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Great stuff there from Jack Del Rio. Got some insight. I didn't know he would that the Raiders that excited about Nico Thorpe stepping up his game. I like that.
Yeah,
he learned some stuff
bet.
From Jack here tonight. Now, excellent stuff. Hey, we're going to continue the NFL conversation with you. Don't forget, Bruce Arians, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, just around the corner, and your calls at 877-NFL-KICK.